This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That beautiful thing between your ears, it's all yours and it's all ours, and it's ready to be engaged with a couple of really good minds like Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Doug Steffen on the air with a perspective on the Zika virus. Let's get started with Zika. 8 in 10 Americans have heard about Zika. Whoa! No kidding! I was about to say NS, but close enough. Zika, a virus spread by mosquitoes that has come to the United States to wreak havoc. Cause, well, I say not. This is, there's a certain element of this that is nonsensical, and then there's a certain element of it that's very serious. So I've had my fun, if you will, with all those who think the world's going to be overtaken by Zika. Pretty much, if there was a mosquito alive, for example, in Louisiana, pretty much drowned at this point. But then what will come back because of the heat, the humidity, and all the moisture, the potential for these mosquitoes and many other mosquitoes to be a problem. And what in this circumstance is a poll out. Everybody loves to do polls, and so here's a study of the Zika virus and what Americans think and know about the virus. It does cause birth defects, and they are horrendous. They are life-ending birth defects for the child, not for the mother. But as I look at the numbers here, 64% of Americans are at least somewhat concerned that there will be a large outbreak of Zika inside the United States in the next year. 1 in 4 very concerned. I'm looking at the breakdown here. Are you concerned? 26% said very. 38% said somewhat. 25% said not very. 12% said not at all. All right, Kara, where are you? Are you very concerned? Are you somewhat concerned? Are you not very concerned? Are you not at all concerned?
I guess I would say I'm not very concerned, at least about a large outbreak in the U.S. I feel like most of the things that we've seen thus far, I mean, has there been one confirmed case of someone getting it in the United States from a mosquito in the United States?
I think that was the problem in South Miami.
Because I feel like, you know, we would keep hearing all of these stories. Okay, now we've got this many people in the U.S. who have Zika, but all of them had got it from other countries. So I'm not that concerned. Let me knock on wood. I don't want that to come back and bite me.
So you don't have a family, and that may be one of the reasons that your attitude is as it is. What about you, Victoria?
I would say I'm on the more very concerned for personal health. I mean, just because we don't know if you're a female and, you know, you'd like to have a family at some point, you don't know if you get the virus, how long it stays in your system. No one knows. That's what really scares me.
I'm not sure that I think that that's true. I have to ask Dr. Ken when he's here.
If Dr. Ken has a real answer, I would love that because I've heard so many conflicting things.
I actually was talking to Dr. Jack about this yesterday. Because I did have a similar concern.
We have two radio doctors on this program, Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronos, folks. Those are the two people we're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I asked him because my mom had said the same thing. Obviously, there's me. I have two older sisters who are both either married or getting married and probably going to start a family at some point. And my mom has questioned, okay, well, even if you get Zika and you're not pregnant, what happens in the future? And Dr. Jack had said something like this would probably stay in your system for a few weeks, maybe a month at most.
That's what I've heard. that it stays and goes quickly. It's interesting to look at the different results of this depending on who you are. That last, the four results in the concern department about an outbreak come from the general population. But when you narrow it down and ask Americans with a family member who's trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
All right. Now, that's where it changes, and that's where Victoria is more of a valued asset, because that group has a different point of view. 40% of that group is very concerned. 32% somewhat concerned, 16% not very concerned, and 9%. So look at the difference. Actually, we might post these. This would be good reading for people. Twitter at Good Day Show. The continuing conversation there goes on all the time. Facebook.com/Good Day. Do you think that makes for good fodder?
Yeah.
Victoria, here's the other part of this survey has to do with what the government ought to do or not, and are we prepared for an outbreak of Zika, and this is a group, I don't know why they did it this way. I mean, I just go up and down the street. What the hell difference does it make whether you're a Republican or a Democrat?
With regard to Zika?
Yeah. Okay. Are you a Republican? What do you think about Zika?
Everybody,
are you a Democrat? What do you think about Zika? Are you an independent? What about Zika?
Everybody wants to make everything so political.
Okay, so anyway, the question was, what do you think the federal government's response would be? Are they prepared? Let's see here. This is how it breaks down. Yes, we are prepared, says 26% of Republicans. 33% of Democrats think we're prepared, and 27% of independents think we're prepared. 68% of Republicans say, nope, we're not prepared. 62% of Democrats says, nope, we're not prepared. 64% of independents. So the nonsense about the business of whether you're politically affiliated with whatever party, the average is 28% said, yeah, we're prepared. 64%. So
yeah,
it's like
I was going to say, what's the point of separating those? They
all
have
the
same answer.
Right together. That's sort of the ludicrousness, if that's a word, of some of these polls. But I did think it was interesting as to what people think we ought to do. 57% say we ought to approve more money to fight it. 27% said enough is already being spent. It depends on what they spend it on. From my perspective, anyway, I just think that having a... I don't think a vaccine... Dr. Ken and I would argue about this. He thinks vaccines are great. I don't. I don't think a vaccine for this. I think you just, as practical or impractical, and Victoria, you can, both of you give me a better point of view, because I'm not going to be with anybody that's going to have children, so it won't affect me as much as it will affect you, as the passion in your voice, Victoria, especially denotes. You want to have children. You're of childbearing age. You're going to get married or not, but you have a man in your life that you love. You want to have children. And if you're in a place, I wouldn't take chances. I don't know how to avoid it.
Travel-wise, you're not going to get me anywhere into mosquito land.
No, okay.
I'm not going to go to Miami.
Wait a minute.
I have an
assignment for you in Florida starting tomorrow. So...
I'm not an alarmist. I'm really
no,
not.
You're
but
pretty reasonable.
Thanks.
But for a Democrat.
Oh God.
Go ahead.
But initially when they said if you're thinking about getting pregnant within the next 5 years, don't go to Rio and don't go anywhere where the mosquitoes are. And it's like, well, where did that number come from? And why is it now only a few weeks if you do get it? It just seems
people
like
people will spread it out, and they're trying to give you the most cautionary.
Right.
One person would say a couple of weeks. Somebody else may say a couple of years. Okay, let's make sure everybody is safe. And here's the number. Is there any science behind it? Who the heck knows?
Right, and that's exactly my point. I just don't trust that real scientific solid numbers have been discovered yet or properly researched.
Well,
that's where my skepticism comes in.
Some of the good science doesn't make good headlines.
Right.
And therefore, you don't necessarily get the real bottom line. How comfortable would you be if you had to travel to places affected by Zika? Let's see here. 16% said very comfortable in our country, 9% outside the country. Somewhat comfortable, 25% in the country, 16% out of the country. 26% said not very comfortable at all in the country, 23% outside the country. And not at all comfortable, 32% said in the U.S. they wouldn't travel, period. 52% said they wouldn't go outside the U.S. because of this, and that's pretty significant. Over half the population said they would not go out of the country for fear of getting bitten by a Zika mosquito.
Anywhere outside of the country?
Anywhere.
That seems a little irrational to me.
Well, yeah. but listen, some people don't always get a full...
I'm actually curious.
This is a CBS News poll, by the
way. You know, we talk about an outbreak in the U.S. possibly, or even other places. Now, Rio, even though it's the Summer Olympics, it's winter right there, right now, so it's pretty warm. How would an outbreak work in a country like here where it gets cold for half of the year, and so there aren't mosquitoes around? If there were a whole bunch of people who are infected in the summer, would they still continue? I guess this can be sexually transmitted. Would they still continue passing it around in the winter? Or, you know, how does that work if there's
only
winter
here? Only if Zika's wearing a coat.
Okay. I gotcha.
That's a silly response to it, but I think it doesn't make much difference. If it's warm enough for the mosquito to exist, and you're right, and where they are in South America, the weather is the same there as it is in Louisiana now. That's the equator, the distance between from where they are, where the equator is and where they are, and where Louisiana is, pretty much the same. All right, good food for thought, good conversation, 18 after.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price, plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store or staples.com for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
There are two kinds of people in this world. The haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Thank you. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bang bang, chitty 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 bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang,
chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang,
chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang,
chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Oh, you
chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang,
we love you and in
chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
What will you near, far, in a motor car? Oh, what a happy time we'll spend.
Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Chitty bang bang.
Not what you would normally hear in the musical portion of this program, but because we're open to all sorts of music and stories about musicians, we thought you'd find this kind of cool, and because it's in sort of my backyard in Santa Monica, it is an even better story. So you remember Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Dick Van Dyke attached to that, like he is super califragilistic expialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. So yesterday, for whatever the reason, Dick Van Dyke is now, what, I think about 90?
He's 93.
Is he 90?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's at the Denny's on the corner of Lincoln and Broadway in Santa Monica having a meal. He and some of his friends are in there. He doesn't live, he lives in Santa Monica. I think he lives over on the other side of town, kind of where I live. And he's there. But Denny's, a lot of people go to Denny's from all walks of life. It's across from the new train station that's been set up at the end of Broadway. And he's just having a meal. And some of the diners went in there and eating away, and they recognized him. And they got so excited, they filmed him as he sang in the Denny's Diner another version of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. This is him and his friends. Listen to this. In the diner. So good at this guy. Isn't that fun?
Just seems like such a cool guy.
Yeah.
And he's had such an awesome life.
Yeah.
And he just still like, you watch videos of him, he still seems so happy.
With it. Yeah. Happy guy. He's had a great life.
And that's his acapella group. At 90, they're putting out albums.
Yeah.
The Fantastic.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I know why they were eating there. Because there's a record, there's a recording studio right across the street on the other corner.
Oh.
I forgot about that. There's a, I forget the name of it now, but I can see it's in an old blue house. A bluish-gray house with a recording studio. I'll give you dollars to donuts that's why they were in there recording and they went across the street to the Denny's. Aha!
So, yeah, his group is the Vantastics after Dick Van Dyke. And so they're, like, that makes total sense then. I was wondering, why is he at a Denny's in Santa Monica?
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. Why was I in it at Denny's? Actually, they have some of the stuff they have in that bag, if you're in a hurry.
Denny's had hot fudge sundaes.
Yeah, I had the studio I used to use in Santa Monica in the, in the 90s. Late 90s, after I got out of KBC, so it would have been, like 99, 2000, 2001, was at 6th and Broadway, which is just up a block from the Denny's. So my producer and I used to go down there after we got off the air and have breakfast. So that's, it's like a typical Denny's. All right, let's see here. We got time for news about Selena. Not Selena Gomez, but Selena Quintanilla, who was shot, remember?
Yeah.
In 1995, the movie Jennifer Lopez starred in about her. Fans who have been waiting for a collection of her songs only have to wait until next month to be able to get their hands on a product collection, lipsticks, eyeshadows, foundation, in addition, I guess, to some music, right?
Yeah, she's got music coming out, and MAC Cosmetics is very tied in with music and with charities.
Really?
And so they often have a celebrity, an iconic celebrity, have a capsule collection, they're called.
Yeah.
And so the new Selena MAC collection, people have really been lobbying for this for a while, so that's going to be out just by the end of September.
We're going to have a wax figure in Madame Tussauds in Hollywood, and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year. So the update on Selena here at 28 past the hour.
You know the way, you just don't always want to walk it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. All too often, when you're stuck in a dilemma, you begin to turn to others for answers. What should I do? And how should I go about solving this, you ask? But if you really reflected, if you really took time to step back and think, you know what to do. Your gut, your instinct leads you in the right direction. Maybe you're in the wrong relationship for you. Maybe you're in the wrong job or wrong career for you. And the truth is, you really don't have a dilemma because you know exactly what to do. The question is not what to do, but whether or not you will actually follow through with walking the path that you know is best for you. For encouragement while you walk your path, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
About informing you as to some of the things that will be important around the water cooler today. I'm chilling out. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, who's chilled, not shaken. What is that? What is the James Bond?
No, shaken, not stirred.
Shaken, not stirred. Nothing to do with being chilled. Is a martini supposed to be served chilled? Is it cold?
It's always chilled, but see, the thing about the shaken, not stirred, a martini that has any kind of vermouth in it should never be shaken, because vermouth is a white wine that's delicate, and you can bruise it. So he's actually wrong when he orders it shaken, not stirred.
Really?
It should be stirred, yes.
No wonder Bernie Sanders likes it there so much, in vermouth. It's 35 after the hour. Kara Shillman is here at the controls in our studio in Washington, city of New York. Paying $4 million to the family of an unarmed black man killed by Brooklyn police in a housing project, 2014. Akai Gurley, killed by a ricochet bullet when he and his partner entered a dark stairwell. The police officer identified as Peter Lang. eventually convicted of manslaughter in his death. Charge later reduced to criminally negligent homicide. Sentenced to 5 years probation, 800 hours of community service. Part of the settlement, he himself pays $25,000. The housing authority pays $400,000. All the money from the settlement goes to Gurley's four-year-old daughter. Not till she turns 18. Money part, they put in annuities. She'll have, as a result of this, if it's properly managed, $10 million over the course of her life. So, I guess I was, Victoria, going back, you live not in Brooklyn, but actually on Manhattan. But this story becomes, this would be front page story. As a matter of fact, New York Times, I'm looking at it now. This is right on the heels of Michael Brown being killed in Ferguson and Eric Garner. And this was all of the focus on law enforcement, white police officers shooting unarmed black men. The police said and the district attorney said the shooting represented questionable tactics for policing black communities. Others claim Lang was being used as a scapegoat to compensate for lack of white officers charged in fatal police shootings. I don't know. I mean, in New York, things are pretty good because Bratton's been the police commissioner there since blah Blasio took over. One of the only smart things that blah Blasio has done was put him in charge. And apparently now Bratton's sick of dealing with him and his foolishness, so he's quitting and going. I think he's coming up to Boston. He's native Bostonian. I think I saw.
I thought he was retiring in general, but it could be that he's going somewhere else.
Yeah, no, he's not that. He's not a kind of. He's retiring to get away from blah Blasio, as most other people. I hear. The inside in New York with blah blah. I make comments about him all the time. Did you vote for him?
No.
You didn't vote for him. Okay.
Well, I knew he was going to win, so I didn't even bother. No, I mean, he honestly had, like, no competition.
I vote for a winner. Just... Let's vote for a loser.
No, I mean, he had no competition, so...
Yeah, he had no opposition. And one wonders how that happened, because he's a horrible mayor. And he seems to be kind of a horrible human being when you get right down to it. I don't know anybody who lives in New York or who works in New York or has anything to do with New York politics who thinks... Maybe everybody was spoiled because Bloomberg was so good and did most of the things that benefited the city that this guy... pales in comparison, but he's the mayor. He's controversial, and people know who he is because he's the mayor of the biggest city in the country. But he's a real lightweight. That's the impression I get.
He got off to a really, really bad start trying to do some police reform, and the police just railed against him right from the beginning.
I remember that from the beginning. Yeah, they were all kinds of protests. Yeah, right.
I mean, it was terrible. So he's, you know...
Doesn't
I,
have
I,
very good judgment.
He doesn't have any tact. I mean, out in Rockaway Beach, where I have some friends who live out there, the first thing he did was take their ferry away. And there's an entire huge community there. Millions of people who now have to take very long subway rides or in order to commute. And the first thing he did, when they went out to where the plane crashed, you know, where the American Airlines was it?
Was it? Which one are you talking about? The American Airlines plane years ago, or are you talking about the USA that went down the river?
No, the one that crashed right off of Rockaway. The one that was shot down by lasers, right?
That was TWA. Yeah. All right.
Okay, so that was Rockaway Beach, and so it was everyone was there for the memorial service of how many years it had been.
Yeah.
And de Blasio was an hour and a half late to the ceremony that he was supposed to do, and he showed up on a private ferry. I mean, it was just like the worst possible
thing.
He doesn't have a clue.
Wish there would be somebody run that.
He took the ferry away because that whole section didn't vote for him.
Yeah, well, of course. That's the way he thinks.
Yeah.
He's a jerkleburger. All right, now, let's move one step along in our discussion of race, because we tend to not know how to deal with it. A lot of people get angry. I try, as you know, to have metered conversations, although I have been visibly, you can hear it in my voice, upset about some of the way some of the police have handled some of these incidents, because I just think they've not done a good job. That's my opinion. You can have yours. I can have mine. Share it with us. Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day, 888-302-3684, or Doug@DougStephan.com. So when I lump sort of some of these things together is because I think that they require too strong a word, because I can't require you to do anything. You're here listening on your own free will and your own time. But I think putting things together so we understand, or at least can look at certain things in a different way, the situation in South Africa since Mandela, the idea was to get rid of apartheid, which was separation of whites and blacks, long been the rule in South Africa. I happen to have been lucky enough to have been invited by the new government to go to South Africa. I was there the day that Mandela was sworn into office, and I had the opportunity to actually interview him. I was the only American actually to get a long-form conversation. It wasn't really with him. It was with his assistant, because he didn't answer any questions, his assistant. But he sat next to me and smiled and nodded. And the other, what was his name? Mabumpo or something like that. He became the president after Mandela got out. He was doing all the talking. Anyway, so 20 years ago when I was there, the apartheid problem supposedly was dismissed. But there really are problems that still are apparent there. And there's a story about a flying drone going 300 meters above the city of Johannesburg, calling attention to the way people live. There's a U.S. photographer named Johnny Miller who brought the drone over there, took aerial photos to show the disparities between South African cities, some of which have been freed of apartheid, and some are the same as they always were, with blacks living basically squatting on land in cardboard boxes. That's what happened before apartheid, and it still goes on.
Yeah.
Now, whether it's up to us to call attention to this, whether this is helpful, I don't really get involved, and I don't care about South Africa, but what I care about is why it is that white human beings, some of white human beings, have a problem with black human beings just because they're black. And, by the way, vice versa. There are plenty of blacks who have trouble with whites just because they're white. Why is that? I keep digging into that, and I frustrate myself because I don't come up with an answer, even though my heart wants to find an answer to that question. I want to find answers to problems or try to fix them, and I don't know what to do. I tell these stories because they're apparent. Does it do any good? Does somebody change his or her mind about their attitude toward people of a different color? Because I've had a conversation that lasted 60 seconds on the air? I don't know. But don't you wonder, why, if you don't like blacks, why don't you like blacks? Or if you're a black person and you don't like whites, why? Just because they're white? That's kind of stupid, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it doesn't just come out of the air. This is
yes,
what you're taught
some,
and what you
with
hear.
Some people, you know, with some people, it does just come out of the air. But
well,
it comes
from
right.
You're influenced
what
by
you're,
someone.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. You're getting the...
Because children have none of this until they come it.
We are born completely pure. We have nothing in our mind except what we are taught. You're right about that, as we come into the world. So why do you teach your children to not like somebody who's a different color than you?
You know, I don't even know. Sometimes prejudice is deliberately taught, and other times it's perception that maybe parents don't even realize that they have a prejudice against something, and their kids pick up on it. I don't know. I'm not a parent. I don't know how you navigate that.
Did your parents teach you about black and white and good and here's how I grew up around it. The cowboys, the good guys wore white hats, and the bad guys wore black hats. So I was taught, in that reference, white good, black bad. And it's as simple as that with some people. Black is dark, white is light. That sort of thing. It is that stupid and that simple. In some people's minds, it really is. Why do you have a friend? Oh, he's black. Why don't you like black people? What's the matter? Well, because they're black. But why not? Well, because they're just black. You can't trust black people. Yeah, that kind of nonsense. What kind of thing is that?
It's weird to me, but yeah.
Now, to follow up on that, here's one more beauty. The number, maybe we ought to talk about this in our Tech Talk conversation. Race apparently has a lot to do with what you see on Twitter. There's a survey from Pew suggesting two-thirds of black social media users say that most or some of the posts they see on social media are about race. I'm just following what we do on the air here. Do you sense that's the situation, Victoria or Kara, that many of the tweets that you see are about race matters, maybe around Black Lives Matter, etc.?
Yeah, that, I see a lot of those tweets. Yeah,
a lot. Would you say the majority? Black people who were surveyed said 60% of race-related tweets were about current events.
Right. So whenever something like that comes up, of course, there's an influx of tweets about whatever the incident is, if it's, a police shooting or whatever. But, I do end up seeing a lot of those tweets. But it also depends on who you follow. If you're someone who doesn't want to follow any real news, so to speak, and you only follow your favorite celebrities, you're going to see the celebrities' opinions on things, and celebrities are very vocal about a lot of issues. So you might see it in that context, but it just depends really who you're following. So if they're saying that, two-thirds of black social media users are seeing a lot of posts about race, well, they're probably following a lot of people who post about race.
I'm going to bet that today posts on Twitter will focus, going back to the apartheid survey that was done, the suggestion when people see that the average white person in South Africa makes 8 times more than the average black person in South Africa, I'm betting that's going to make the Twitter, there's going to be a lot of social media yak about that.
Well, it's interesting. This photographer, who is an American living in South Africa right now, which is why he did this whole experiment, he's going to take this drone experiment into other countries, and it'll be very interesting, and eventually the United States, and do different cities.
Somebody shoots down the drone. All right, 48 past the hour. Good conversation.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, !! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 8/10 to 9/5.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
At the hour now, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Doug and Victoria going through at least three items of interest, starting with what the Chinese are doing to make themselves unhackable. Victoria, this looks like something we should be doing. Maybe we've done it. We just don't know that we've done it, except that people are hacking into our stuff. So is this foolproof, or is this just another PR move on the Chinese part?
I don't know. I mean, it is interesting. They launched a satellite yesterday into orbit, and the hopes is that it'll make their communications hack-proof by using quantum technology, which is the smallest possible amount of many types of energy, like light. They're using light in this case. And so, essentially, what it means is, like, going back to World War II, if anyone saw The Imitation Game, where Alan Turing broke the U-boat code.
That's a wonderful, great movie. Haven't seen it. Go see it.
Yeah, and so, essentially, we're going to need a new Alan Turing, because what happens with this is, they say that the trick is, if an eavesdropper is trying to steal information as they send messages to each other, the quantum encryption physically passes keys along through the small amounts of light. So as they detect someone trying to hack into it, it changes the message and it changes the encryption on the fly, which is unlike what the Germans had in World War II. Once they sent the message, it was encrypted and that was it. So this is constantly evolving. It's interesting. The Wall Street Journal.
I understand everything you've just said. Huh?
Well, the Wall Street
Quantum
Journal
physics.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal likened it to writing a message on a soap bubble, and as one person tries to catch it, the bubble pops.
Really?
So there's
an interesting analogy. In a moment, a new video chat app for you to consider.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
All right, let's get back to the action here. What's the story, Victoria, with this new video chat app that may bring families closer together? It might be good for business. When is this going to be available?
This is available right now. It's called Duo. Yep. And it's some solid competition for FaceTime and Skype. And this is, of course, produced by Google. So this is their answer to FaceTime and Skype. And the interesting thing about this is that Google designed the app to get rid of the frustration of dropped video calls. Anyone who uses FaceTime or Skype knows that it's very easy to drop your call, especially if you're on the move. And as you go between Wi-Fi and your cellular network, things get jumbled and lots of drop calls. So now Google has designed this to help mitigate that problem because it automatically switches for you between cellular and Wi-Fi networks, and it adjusts to slower networks without dropping the call. The thing that I like the most about this, and I don't know if you've done any FaceTime or Skyping, but when you see when I see a FaceTime call come in, and it's from, you know, a friend of mine, my first thought is, why are they FaceTiming me? That means they're somewhere, they're with someone, and then it's going to be a long conversation. So you don't really know, so you either take the call and you're stuck or you don't. So this new app, Duo, has a knock-knock feature, which it gives you a preview of where your friend is FaceTiming you from.
Kara, knock-knock.
Who's there?
All right, Victoria, finish it.
That's as far as we went with it. I thought you had a plan. But no, this knock-knock feature is really cool because it gives you a preview and it shows you where your friend is when they're calling you. So if your friend is at a bar, then you go, okay, my friend's probably had a few too many and I don't really want to get into like a drunken conversation. So then you can just dismiss the call. So the app is Duo. It's free on Android and iOS right now.
Yep. All right. Also, the next iPhone, information leaking out from Apple on that.
So there's roughly 80 patents that have been recently granted to Apple, and one of them was for technology to edit photos that had been taken underwater. So, of course, the next logical step is it's a waterproof iPhone that's taking these photos. And they say now some of the tech insiders are saying this might actually be the reason that the headphone jack will be missing from the next iPhone, which is coming out in 2017. So we'll see. It might be a waterproof iPhone.
How about them apples, boys and girls? Something to look forward to. So you can have yet another new iPhone. It's 16th in a row. 59 past the hour. Tech Talk timing. Good day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.